This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peter says she will appeal her conviction this week of misconduct and misleading government officials. On Steve Bannon's War Room TV show and podcast Tuesday, Peters called her trial a travesty.
We're going to continue to fight this in the law. And in the meantime, until they either kill me or put me in prison, you know, I'm going to keep speaking out about the injustice.
Peters was convicted of misleading public officials in order to violate the security of her office's election equipment. She let an unauthorized person access Mesa County's election equipment 3 years ago. On the podcast, she complained that the judge in her trial prevented her side from exploring election conspiracy theories. No evidence of fraud was ever found on Mesa County's machines. Peters was convicted on 7 counts, 4 felonies, and 3 misdemeanors. More than 60,000 Coloradans have used tax credits funded by the Inflation Reduction Act, the federal climate bill signed into law 2 years ago. CPR's Ishan Thakur reports officials on Tuesday showed off one home improvement project that was funded by the bill.
James Warren and Haley Schroeder's Denver home has a new addition, a heat pump. The appliance cools and heats far more efficiently than a traditional AC or boiler, and can be powered on Colorado's electrical grid, which is moving towards renewable energy. Warren says the couple used a mix of federal, local, and utility tax credits to shave thousands of dollars off the final cost.
Any of these technologies that are out there are going to make us live a little bit greener, a little bit cleaner. Truly, the time is now.
More federal rebates are expected to arrive this winter. I'm Ishan Thakur, CPR News.
In Congress, passing a new farm bill is still on the to-do list, but it's delayed and farmers and ranchers are waiting.
They figure, well, they'll still be there when we come back next year. Well, not all the farmers are going to be here next year.
Colorado producers and food banks are expecting another extension of the current farm bill from 2018. And we look at what that delay of an updated bill means for them. And that is later in this hour. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.